Good morning, listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lori Liza, who's Director of Marketing with Crossville Tile. Lori, how you doing?
Just great. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I guess you're getting ready to go to surfaces?
We sure are. It's always a long process getting ready and getting out there, but we love it when we're there, to see all our customers and to show everything that's new with Crossville.
It'd be interesting to see what kind of crowd we have out there.
We've started getting some early indications that quite a few people are going to be there and are interested in seeing what's new with all the manufacturers, so that's good.
Yeah. We've got a magazine that's at the printer right now where we talk about surfaces, and this is the last year where it's going to be at the Sands and moving on to Mandalay Bay next year.
It is, yeah. And I know our trade show crew is scheduled for a tour of that facility with the surfaces team, and we're excited. We've gotten very comfortable in the Sands, so it'll be something different, but we're looking forward to seeing what that facility has to offer.
Yeah, it's supposed to be more modern. But I wanted to talk to you today. I'm glad you had some time to talk to us. We're both involved in a project that we're calling the Visions Design Awards Contest, which is an opportunity for architects and interior designers to enter their best work and compete for $10,000. Why don't you tell the listeners how we came up with this?
Right, I think it's important, first of all, just to talk about who all's involved. And in addition to Crossville, the award contest is being sponsored by you all there at Floor Focus, but also Centiva, Bentley Prince Street, and Johnsonite. And I think it's so important for flooring manufacturers, non-competitive flooring manufacturers, to come together and work on collaborations like this, because I think supporting each other in the marketplace just makes us all stronger. And as you know, Kemp, for years we've had a collaboration with Bentley Prince Street, so it was very natural for us to, again, team with them on these awards, but also to get to know the folks at Johnsonite and Centiva a little bit better, and we're all enjoying working on the design contest.
Actually, it wasn't by accident that these four are the sponsors of this, because all four of these companies really put a major emphasis on the fashion part of what they bring to interior rooms. All four of these companies, Johnsonite, Crossville, Centiva, Bentley Prince Street, focus on beautiful products, developing beautiful products, so it should be interesting. And what we're trying to do is kind of celebrate the integration of flooring and architecture, and we're in the process of getting these three judges hooked up with us. We're right in the middle of accepting entries. The deadline for entry is February the 19th, I believe.
That's right.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about the different categories for entry?
Sure. There are four categories. There's a large new construction category, and that is for new construction over 20,000 square feet. And then there's also large remodel, and again, that's also 20,000 square feet. We've got two other categories, small new construction and small remodel, and both of those are under 20,000 square feet. And I think that's important because it really gives everyone an opportunity to participate. Lots of different projects that would fall among those four categories. So I think it really opens it up to a wide range of designers.
So like you said, there's four awards and a total of $10,000 in prize money. So I think what the judges are going to do is they're going to pick winners in the four categories, and then out of those four, they're going to pick a grand prize winner who will win $4,000, and the other three will win $2,000. So. And then on top of that, in addition to getting the money, they're featured in the April issue of Floor Focus magazine, and we'll run a pictorial of the winners. So.
Right, and I think it's a great opportunity, especially maybe for young designers who haven't entered a design contest yet at this point in their career, to test the waters and learn what it's like to enter a design contest, and also for seasoned designers who've done this many times, because the prize money, as you said, is fairly substantial. This isn't something that someone's just going to overlook as insignificant. That's quite a bit of prize money for $4,000 for that grand prize winner, but also in those the category winners, they can win $2,000. So that's really a nice prize, in addition to the recognition. And as I said, especially maybe for the younger designers who have not had that type of recognition yet, in a national magazine that reaches so many people like yours does, I just think that's almost as nice as the prize money.
And there's actually one more little perk. The winners will meet us down in South Beach, Florida in March, which should be a nice time to be down there. for the ceremony. So we look forward to getting together with you guys down there in March.
Yeah, believe me, we're all looking forward to it too. You know, we have no shortage of volunteers of people here from the office who would like to represent Crossville down at the awards ceremony, because that is such a nice place to be, and especially that time of year.
And since this is the first time we're doing this, we expanded the timing on when the project was built and installed. It's anything in the last, was it 2 years?
It's from January 1st of 2007 through December 31st of last year.
And we'll include it's any project in the U.S. or Canada too, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Also, we'll have a nice trophy. It'll be interesting to see what we get, you know, because if you think about it, 2009 has been kind of a rough year for the design community.
Sure.
There's been some layoffs that we all know about. But like you say, anybody that's got any project that's noteworthy should consider, and all they have to do is a $50 entrance fee. Lori, why don't you tell our listeners how to enter?
All right. It's really a fairly simple process, and we did want to keep it that way to encourage, you know, a lot of entries. All entries, of course, have to be the designer's original work, and there's an entry form that can be found on the website. It's just floorfocus.com/design award, and it has all of the contest details, and it has an entry form there. And the entry fee, I'm really impressed, is only $50, so it's fairly nominal for the possibility to achieve that recognition and those large cash prizes, but it's not a barrier to entry to most people to be able to submit their work in the contest.
Okay, Lori, it's been fun working with you guys on this, and
it sure has.
You know, some of the entries we've already gotten have been very interesting, so this should be a neat award contest.
Yeah, well, we're really looking forward to seeing all the entries and to being with you to award the grand prize winners in South Beach in March.
All right. We've been talking with Lori Liza with Crossville Tile about the 2010 Vision Awards, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.